Be comfortable with your body, irrespective of media standards. If you don't like yourself, nobody will. Stop looking up to models on Instagram who have genetic or artificially induced looks with loads of filters. Being healthy, smelling good, happiness, and confidence is a big turn-on for women. If you don't like something about yourself, find healthy ways to change it. You've got one body, and you should take care of it. It will treat you right if you treat her well. Most of the time, we are worried about what's on the outer self. The thing which matters is your inner self. Have you ever asked yourself what makes you so unique? There is no one out there like you. I'm not saying you are the chosen one, but sure, you are the one. A lot of factors like the place you are born, religion, race, gender, define you of who you are, aka stereotypes. But what defines you as a person are your beliefs and your behavior. Work on that. Don't let the world decide on how you should be because their statistics about your type says so. Define your path with style and make the world wonder how they were so wrong about you. Do you like someone? How about letting them know about it? It's as simple as that. You can express yourself in words or actions. Neither the words have to be dramatic nor the actions have to be grand. As long as you are honest in expressing yourself, the message will be received. Humor and creativity can be your friends if you are not good at communicating directly. Life is too short to wait for the perfect moment so that you can do the ideal thing. Express yourself at the moment and seize it, and it will become perfect. Women are the most beautiful creatures God has ever created. So how hard is it to smile at them and say hello? Pretty scary if the ego inside you expects a specific pre-imposed response for your actions. For your ego, you are perfect and finds no reason for somebody not to like you. Any negative response will shatter your ego and turn it upside down. So how about we deal with our ego first? Tell her you are not perfect. Not everyone and everywhere is obliged to like you, and it's perfectly normal to someone for not being interested in you. It will understand. A wingman is an unsung hero. He wants you to win your battles, and he is watching your back all the time. A bro who stands with you when needed and disappears in the background so that you can be with someone. He will be there if you want to laugh about your goof-ups or cry about your failures. Never disrespect him to get some laughs from the girls who you only just met. Be his wingman when he needs you, and never forget to tell him how awesome he is. Would you try any dish without salt, pepper, or any other spices? Even if you do, for how long can you continue to eat? So why not be that dish which has a lot of mysterious spices and create the curiosity of the taste? Don't worry too much about the taste, as it is subjective, but make sure it's healthy. Showing your crazy, adventurous side not necessarily has to be a bad boy thing, but makes you an interesting person. Don't paint your world with one color. Use different strokes and different colors to paint your world beautiful. They say you travel not to escape, but only to find yourself. It's your chance to liberate yourself from the shackles of responsibility you created around yourself. Life is what happens when your heart, mind, and body are free. Whenever you touch a new shore, a new person is born in you who is curious like a kid, a person who is happy and looking to explore new things without knowing what to expect. The more you travel, the more you keep adding these unique personalities to yourself, and if that doesn't make you an attractive personality, I don't know what does. Not every person reciprocates the same feelings you have for them, because, you know, life is not fair, or maybe you never asked them out. Don't expect the girl to automatically know your feelings just because you're nice to her. Being nice is a good strategy, but how about being brave for a chance? If you don't stand for yourself, who will? You're not expecting glory without a fight, do you? You don't want to be that guy who looks back and thinks, "I wish I were brave back then, and things could have been different now." You will never get a second chance to make your first impression. So make your first date count. If you are nervous, replace it with happiness, as you are going to meet someone you like, and it seems they want you too. First dates make the best memories of your life, so live the moment and let things flow. Let your leading investment be your smile and genuine curiosity to know her. don't forget to let your eyes speak. They do wonder without words. Not every attraction turns into eternal love. Some are short-lived. Some are backed only by sexual needs, but that doesn't mean you play the game differently. You abide by the same rules of attraction and let things unfold. In life, you take your responsibility for your actions, and one-night stands are no different. Safety and security should be your primary concern. The word no is a double-edged sword. It could break you or make you a better man. Luckily, the decision is up to you on how to use it. You can't control everyone and everything around you, but one thing you can do is adapt and act. A no is telling you something, that you might have missed. See if you can change, add, or improve it. If it is out of your control, move on. You always have options if you know where to look. The great thing about love is it's everywhere. Everybody is looking to meet someone interesting. It is not up to us, but nature has designed us in that way. Just abide by the laws of nature. It will take its course. You don't need to do anything out of the ordinary. Just present yourself when you see the right girl. How special you want this present to be is up to you, but make sure it's worth it. Also, be prepared, because everybody has a right to reject a present.